Welcome, everybody, back to Friar Talk. Today, we are going to be previewing the Padres-Dodgers Soul Series, an exciting two-game matchup. I will be going live 7 a.m. post-game for each of these games on Wednesday and Thursday, but exciting. It's going to be a very good game. I'm pumped for it, man. I think we already saw the Padres play in Korea a little bit. Ha-Sung Kim had two home runs last night. So it's exciting. Baseball's back. We get a little preview. I also am really confused because you know, this is a huge series, and from the Dodgers side, you have Shohei Ohtani playing his first game ever on the Dodgers, and it's being played at 3 a.m. in L.A. So, once again, congratulations to Rob Manfred and the MLB for being the most poorly ran organization that there probably is, to be honest. But yeah, I'm going to be up. I'm on East Coast, so it's only 6 a.m. Chase, I feel like maybe you'll tune in for the end of the game. Are you planning to wake up at 3 a.m., dude? Because that sounds rough.
I'm not too sure if I work my second job that morning. Definitely not. If I don't, you know, I might wake up and then fall asleep mid-game. But hey, we're here for the vibes. We're here to hopefully watch opening season of baseball or the opening day of baseball. It's going to be a little rough. 3:05 a.m. is not the ideal time to watch baseball or wake up to watch baseball, but might be manageable.
Yeah, so let's break it down then, dude, because we got two exciting matchups pitching in this series. In this two-game series, it's going to be pretty sick. You got Yu Darvish against Tyler Glasnow on Wednesday's game, and then you got Yamamoto versus Joe Musgrove. So exciting matchups. I feel like, I don't know what the numbers are, but I feel like Darvish has always pitched pretty well against the Dodgers in general. Obviously, the Dodgers lineup is going to be rough this year. And I know everyone's going to be talking about Shohei Ohtani, but we were looking at it right now. Like, dude, the addition of Teoscar Hernandez is huge for this lineup. And you look at the depth pieces and like everyone's really good. So the Dodgers, maybe not early on in the season because they have a bunch of pitching injuries, but as the season goes on, they're going to be the biggest juggernaut in the sport. I honestly believe they're a nasty team, but I'm excited for this series. I think the pitching wise, I don't want to say it's like even because like Glasnow has been awesome, but the problem is that he gets hurt all the time, but his numbers are still terrific. Darvish, I think, is going to come out. He's going to play. He's going to pitch a good game. He's been pretty good when he's healthy, especially early on in the season. And then you got Joe Musgrove. He like kind of struggled early on in spring training. He was just messing with stuff. He wasn't really doing much. I think the same thing was going on with Yamamoto. I know he got like rocked one day in spring. Guys, don't value that stuff. Don't worry about it. But Chase, you're looking at this. What are you thinking? What's your projections? What are you predicting in this one? How does the series go? Who do you think is going to be, you know, the X factors for each of these teams?
So I know just what people have, like the total amount is like 8.5 runs is the over under, which I have a hard time seeing that each team scores over 8.5 runs just as you're looking at the pitching matchup. You got Glasnow versus Darvish, and then you have Yamamoto versus Musgrove. And despite Yamamoto getting rocked in that one spring training game, you looked at it, it was like a bunch of bloop singles or an infield single, not even an infield single. It was like a swinging bunt, a ground ball that barely managed to squeeze by two defenders. They weren't hit. The balls were not hit hard. He was not getting rocked. It was like, it's what happens when like you just get unlucky. He was extremely, and I mean extremely unlucky during that one game. He was inducing a lot of weak contact, as he does. We're going to have a tough matchup. I mean, the Dodgers do too. Darvish faces the Dodgers pretty decently. Musgrove, you know, he has his games where he struggles against the Dodgers, but he also has his games where he's lights out against the Dodgers. It's the duality of man, right? It's going to be a really tough game for the both of them. I think whoever kind of gets on the board first kind of controls the game. It's going to be really difficult. The Padres have a really solid bullpen. Do we know if Yuki Matsui is going to be back, or is he still dealing with his back spasms? Because I know he hasn't really pitched at all in spring. So we might be down one of our closers. I know the Dodgers are down a couple pitchers, but their starter – they're mainly starters, which we only got two of them. Dylan Cease could potentially come out of the bullpen. Michael King can come out of the bullpen. I mean, you look at the bullpens, the Padres have the edge there. You look at the lineup, Dodgers have the edge there. And then you look at starting pitching, and it's a coin toss. It's going to be a tough series. I can't really say. I think we split the series. It's only two games. It's in Korea. It's going to be a coin toss. I know the stadium is a little bit smaller, but still, you with the caliber of pitching that both teams have, I can't see it being a super high-scoring game. This isn't like the series in Mexico where you're at a crazy high elevation and the ball's just going to fly. This is a little bit different. So I think we split the series. I hope we win the game with Musgrove. I think that we have a better chance winning that game. Glasnow is just really nasty. The only problem with him is he's always been hurt, but he's coming into the season completely healthy from scratch. I think our best chance is, hey, let's rattle up Yamamoto in his first MLB debut. Let's do it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of thinking too. I'm flipping it though. I think that the Padres are going to win game one. I think Darvish is pumped. I think Darvish is primed for hopefully a bounce back season. He struggled a little bit last year. Now the Padres don't really have any experience. I mean, maybe they have a little bit against Glasnow, but there's not much against Glasnow. Obviously none against Yamamoto. And I'm pumped though, because I feel like it could go either one way. Like one of them, it could be like, oh, you get rocked by this guy. But I feel like typically when you don't see a pitcher a lot, the first time you see him, they usually get your number. And especially guys that have elite stuff like both Tyler Glasnow and Yamamoto have. So I'm going to say they split it. I'm going to say that you win game one. I'm going to go for like the exciting storylines. Or I'm going to say Kim hits a home run. And Chase, do you think he leads off? You have to lead him off, right? Like you just have to in this one. So I'm going to say Kim. Kim leads off both games. I think he hits a home run in the first one. Gets everyone pumped. Padres squeak out a win. I think the next game, I think we're all going to realize, oh, this is why Yamamoto is so good. This is why Yamamoto got paid so much. I think they split the series, and I think that's fine for either team. I mean, this is two games of your entire season, but I think it's an exciting start. I think this is going to be a really fun series. I wish it was on at like a prime time, because I think it would be so sweet for baseball to see this. And I'll go with another take for the series. I think Shohei Ohtani's either going to do one of two things. And I think the reactions are going to be exactly that. Either he's going to go absolutely insane and have like multi-home runs in the two games and everyone's going to be losing their mind, or he's going to like not really do anything and he's going to have like a single or not have a hit and everyone's going to be like, see, this is why you don't pay a DH that much money. And I think it's one of the other. I don't think there's going to be a middle ground. I think you're going to have how sports fans are freaking out to the absolute max either way, either like this guy is God or this guy, oh, look, this guy sucks. The Dodgers wasted their money after two games. And I think that will be hilarious to see the discourse at the end of it, either way that goes. But I'm pumped, dude. I think so, you got a lot of big names. Yeah, what are you going to say?
Do you remember Adrian Gonzalez? I think it was 2015 or 2016 to start off the year against the Padres.
He went insane, right? That's the year where they absolutely killed him.
He had like six home runs. The opening series, six or seven home runs. The opening series, it was. So you're expecting something like that or nothing?
One of the two, yes. So yeah, and you're gonna get that reaction, don't you think? Like if Shohei goes out there and doesn't get a hit for the first two games, it's gonna be a big thing about like, did the Dodgers screw up by paying Shohei Ohtani? And it's gonna be so funny to watch because it's like, no, they didn't. Shohei Ohtani. But if he doesn't, then it's going to be everyone freaking out, losing their mind. Either way, you're going to get one of the two, I think. So I think that'll be another fun thing. I think everyone's going to watch Kim and be like, oh, this is why Padre fans love Ha-Sung Kim so much, because he's an extremely exciting player. And obviously, like, the series is he's the biggest Korean star there. So it's like, you know, it's exciting. But you got a lot of really exciting names whenever the Padres and the Dodgers match up. And this year is going to be even more of that. So I'm pumped. Obviously, we're not going to see Dylan Cease in this series, but either way, man, it's going to be good pitching. Got really good pitching both sides. And it'll be interesting to see, like, you know, how it goes. And I'm just pumped. I mean, hopefully you start out 2-0 both these teams are coming in thinking that, but I do think you're going to see a split. And I think you'll get to see, like you said, Chase, maybe some lower scoring games, like, because we have good starting pitching in both of them, really good starting pitching in both of these games. So Chase, I think his computer just died, but that's going to do it anyway. So appreciate you guys hopping on. I'll be going live Wednesday, Thursday morning, 7 a.m. So make sure you all are there. Have a great one. Let us know what you think in the comments, you know, who you got taking these series, who's, you know, the X factors for each of these teams, but let us know and we'll talk to y'all soon. Have a good one.